January 7th, 2026, ICCOD meeting. It is 2:02 p.m. Welcome everybody, glad you stayed. We need to look at considering approving the November 5th, 2025 minutes by motion.
Come on, please, for the minutes.
Do you have a
second? Second,
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. We'll move now to the discussion on the cog question. I'm assuming Nader covers that, or is there something else that's going to cover it?
Yeah, it's just going to be quick this time, so we talked about most of it in the RCAP meeting. So really, this is just a forum to collaborate, but one of the main functions is the corridor preservation funds and the list. And that's really all we wanted to say here is really those two things, getting together, working out regional issues, and the clock.
We did, the responsibilities of the COG agenda in minutes, we kind of covered that as well. We had a lot of heavy lift for this agenda in the last meeting.
So this one's a little different.
Okay.
So prior to, pretty much since I've been a part of this organization, Mayor Chestnut has assigned Rob Dotson to be the person who was managing the agenda and the minutes and all of that stuff. I didn't want to put it on a motion this time since it's just being brought up and there's several new mayors and stuff like that. So there's several ways to do this. We'll bring it back at the next minute or next meeting for you all to decide. I'll volunteer again to put it all together next time. But so you can either choose one of your staff people to put together the minutes, post them on the public meeting website, all of that kind of stuff, or you can contract with the AOG and we'll add it to our current contract for the RTEC stuff, and I can come up with the cost and email that to you all so you know what that is as you're making the decision. But that's kind of the discussion, is who's going to be responsible for the COG.
Okay. Whoever feels they have the bandwidth and love for administrative duties and perhaps some other team that they can make at the time of the meeting, is that what you're thinking?
It's up to you. We're happy to do it, but we will have.
Well, look at me, Tyler. This is an Indian city thing. They had to go screw up getting Rob out.
Yeah.
This way of our favorite
mayor.
it's a little bit of work. It's a kind of a pain in the butt. You got to do it. Rob's always asking everybody. It's just a lot of administrative work. We do it ourselves. It's free to us collectively, and if we pay it, that county, they'd be great.
So yeah, I didn't want it to be an agenda item today, so you have time to think about it. And I'll send you our costs of what that would be the next time to make a decision.
A little bit of IT, because at the different locations you have to be sure you can get connected and get the online meeting set up and all those things too. So scrambling around to do that.
I could definitely see if our new city manager would be able to take it on.
All right, so have some ideas for us for the next meeting, or if you want to contract that with you guys, we can talk about that. If you can get some numbers, we can get one. I have a feeling someone's going to hear, say it's me, or someone's going to say it's them, but not Tyler saying it's them.
And since IT was brought up, the Homeland Security, we've got regional funding sometimes for upgrading firewalls and things for cities. We've got federal funding, I guess some federal funding to update some of our firewalls at the county level. So if any of you cities have a desire to upgrade your firewalls or do anything like that, please let me know, and I'll bring those projects up to the region, and we'll try to get some federal funding for you. I did some of that with Enoch already, so please let me know.
Thank you. All right. This next item is the Corridor Preservation Policy Update that we talked about in our RTEC it's just a vote to accept the recommendation to integrate those changes, those graphics, and the things we talked about in our last meeting with more to come. So a motion for that.
I'm going to move the recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. This is item 6, the Corridor Preservation Funding Request, parcel E0186-2000-000. We've heard about it. We've received, obviously, recommendation from Martech, so you need a motion to approve that use of those funds.
Make a motion to approve funds for request parcel E0186-000-000.
Second. I'm in there already.
All those in favor?
Point of clarification, they're probably supposed to be an extra zero on that.
Yeah, I was just looking at it there.
I was thinking that too, but I didn't look back to the other sheet. Thank you.
Make a motion to approve the request as noted in the agenda.
We need to re-vote. We got a motion every second. We need to re-vote. Okay, vote. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you for catching that. Now we're going to do the mayor and commissioners updates. These are things that are not updates with transportation, so more just general city and town business. And we will start again with Paul. Oh, do we want to start with Carl?
Yeah.
All right, Carl, I forgot about your baby up there for a minute. Would you like to start, please?
You're muted.
Sorry about that. I wanted to mention that you were discussing firewalls and computer safety and so forth. I have a request for appropriations this session, along with Senator Harper. We're getting a lot of small cities and towns and counties and special districts and so forth that are actually getting attacked, and we need to upgrade, have folks from the state come down and do some education and maybe updates and software and so forth. But I just wanted to make you aware of that because it's important for, I would say, everybody south of the Pace-Dixon line. We just don't sometimes have the expertise on the staff to upgrade our facilities or the manpower, and I just wanted you to be aware that when we do that, we're going to have some folks from rural Utah come up and testify that have actually been targeted and hit and have to pay cyberware, ransomware, if you will. So I just wanted to mention that as you were talking about that a few minutes ago.
Thank you.
Paul, just to represent, just to expound on that, I sit on the five county behavioral health board, and we were hit a few years ago, and they wanted $1 million. We did give it to them. We had a backup, but there's probably a lot of records on the dark web that we pull around now. But it's a real thing. It was really
good. Yeah. There is, and I appreciate the comment. We're going to do something. Hopefully we can help rural Utah in this regard.
Thank you. Karen Howell. Nothing's going on around here?
You get some snow? You get some snow?
Oh, come on. You know
what?
Really?
I thought
that was funny. We don't know.
Just that water project, just like I said, with the roads and stuff. There's a lot of that.
updates?
Unless you want to do them.
Right, I'll pick up anything you want.
We're doing a million things in Carolina. We got a bunch of construction projects going. Our citizens are sick of all the rerouting and the roads tore up and everything, but it's all good. And we're, this is a year of implementation of us spending a lot of money, mostly grant money. And our public works crew is about running them ragged because we're using them as a in-kind match on this stuff. I don't even know what to say. We're building a new diversion. You may see a huge hole at the mouth of the canyon. That'll be done in the summer sometime, and that's going to be really great with the recharge water of the county pit on Green River East. Bridge project and the lowering of the channel will be really helpful for flood control. We're about ready to, we're still in preliminary concept mode looking at a redesign of the sewer plant that we co-run with Brian Hip, looking at some permitting there, some ways to get creative and do that in a way that both communities can afford that. Hopefully we can also do something to benefit the offer as well. We can get real creative and the permits work from the state. Airport, we just barely hired a new fixed base operator for the airport, and these guys are really excited to do a bunch of creative tourism stuff. You're going to see a lot of change with the airport. We've got a grant application into the EDA. We're going to build a new main road out to our industrial park and put underground water, power, and fiber. And our industrial park is officially been accepted into the inland port Iron Springs project. So Parowan has been officially annexed into that, complete with new utilities and a new road and fiber all the way out there by South Central. We're really hoping to incentivize and bring in some industry to help with the tax base and jobs and all that stuff. Plus that with our new FBO, they want to do tourism stuff, they want to bring in an airship, they want to do all kinds of stuff. We'll see what comes to fruition. Maybe a restaurant in the airport. We'll see. We just have a million things going. I don't know, I mean, I can keep talking and talking.
Yeah, I was only going to add the newsletter from the end of the year. Yeah, from the end of the year, it kind of looked like the same newsletter from the beginning of the year because it was what we were doing and then it was what's been completed. And so you'll notice the Terrible is open, the Maverick is open. You know, obviously we've got some other things going on that you just can visually see that are changes. The Goodfellows building is going up. We've got a couple other commercial things happening with just private owned properties that are exciting, but as far as like progress, it's happening and really people are being pretty understanding. I mean, we don't have a ton of distrust. I've tried really hard to just communicate like crazy and have that transparency that everybody wants. And aside from being able to live with everybody and wake up from every morning, I feel like they get to hear everything that we're doing almost overkill, but that's been our goal since we heard the complaints when we got into office. And so I think it's going a lot better and growth is just part of it. But, you know, you guys' guess is as good as ours is how fast these developments are going to go and how fast they're going to sell and if people are going to be able to keep the pace they started with and all those things. It's kind of an unknown, but we definitely have growth and I feel like I jumped my place. Yes. Mayor Nelson.
So I would talk to you in all of this meeting.
So I attended the weekly jail meeting yesterday, and jails move along. They've erected the tilt panels on pod one, and they've poured the panels to pod two. They'll erect those soon, and once they move those panels, they'll tear up that 3-inch thick concrete base that they used to pour the panels on, and start the underground for the admin building. So the jail's moving along. Layton and Babcock are doing a great job.
What's the estimated completion date?
July, August of 2007. So it's coming along. You know, but yeah, it's moving along. It's a good job. Good to see stuff coming.
Well, there's a few things going on in Munich City. We've been put out posting for a new city manager and had some, a lot of applicants and some great interviews. And we can talk about that tonight at the city council. Lynn's base, the Lynn's first floor, run about Munich is broke ground and they're moving forward, which is pretty exciting.
We got our impact facility plan for water and sewer. We'll go out for a public hearing in the next meeting, and then we'll be searching for funding to drill two new wells and put in a new sewer outfall line.
Is he doing a fee study with it?
Yeah.
You don't mind me asking. We're having a public. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow night and have a public hearing on our impact. So what? What's your new water impact fee?
They want to go 7,400. I don't anticipate them. That's the max. I don't anticipate that. I figure though it's 4,500 now. I bet they raise it 1,000 to 5,500. But our sewer impact fee is $740, and I anticipate that to go at least to 3,000.
You're going to give ours the draft of our opinion. Sometimes it's not.
Be great. I'll share ours as well. The guy wearing that shirt over there, I think, is really interested in our impact fees and what we're doing, and we try to keep them as low as possible to do what we need to do. I've been getting beat up by some of your
people. I got the same call this morning. She was quite pissed.
Okay.
And just so you know, she will be the president of the Home Builders here next week, so she'll have a little bit more bite next week.
Good. I'm happy to get some parallel representation on that board. But it's interesting to see what to do. I mean, our impact fees shouldn't have anything to do with each other because they're based on our own capital projects, plans, and all that stuff. But it is interesting, and contractors do compare.
When they're working in different. I mean, you've got Amy, Parowan now, Cedar City, unincorporated. You've got four different building entities in one little King County. So five, and Bryanhead has their own bid too, you know. So that's what they're comparing it to.
By the way, Cecily's hot about building permissions, but the impact fees are out there, I think, part of that too.
Have anything else?
No, I already.
Sure,
I'm
not to hear from you.
No, I already. No, I'm good.
Thanks for the food.
Yeah,
thanks for the food.
That's Fire and Smoke down the street. You guys need a good caterer. They're the best.
And they're doing their one in Cedar, right?
Yeah, they have the old Depot Junction and gas station there. They made that into another restaurant. He smokes all the meat down here because all these big smokers are here, and he transports up to that. But yeah, I nothing against your Parowan barbecue joints, but I'd have to say we have the best one in the county.
Right
now.
Oh,
okay. Let's have a barbecue off. I don't care.
Yeah, hopefully all of you city managers and mayors have had a chance to look at the DNR HB 48 map. Since there's people I don't know on the screen, I'm gonna be a lot more politic than I usually am. It's
the chair of the DNR subcommittee.
It's a POS. Actually, and they've had a year to do it, and it's terrible. There are places like in Enoch that up there on the ridge line that have no trees, no nothing, and they're listed as high risk. So the counties were getting ready to hire a coordinator for that particular thing, and that person, when we hire them, will be reaching out to the municipalities. That law was supposed to be adopted on 1 January by the counties and the municipalities, but they don't have any rules or any fee schedule yet. DNR doesn't. That map's going to have to be amended. It's going to have to be fixed. So there's no penalties in that. I view it as if you adopt it at this point, you're adopting basically a blank check. I'm always against that because we don't know what the rules are and we don't know what the fee schedule is going to be. So I
would say fees will be charged in 26 on 26
yes.
taxes.
Yes. And some of you are going to say municipal
20 to 100 bucks is an estimate.
Mm-hmm. We don't know because DNR hasn't come out with a fee schedule, so we don't know.
There's still a whole bunch of gray area.
There's a lot of gray area. So some of you municipalities want to go ahead and do your own WUI map, and that's fine. I would recommend that you put in the same disclaimers that Kara was putting in, that this is for building and permit only, that insurance will be based on the state map, because that's exactly what's going to happen. No matter what map you come up with, insurance companies are going to charge your constituents based on their map, on the state map.
Do you guys adopt a WUI map, the city WUI map?
Yeah, our representative that's on the call wants to comment. So, Carl, do you have something to say about that?
Yeah, I do. This is the second meeting I've been in today where I've heard a lot about HB 48, and whoever was talking is absolutely right. The map is incorrect. I would not adopt it if I were a county or a city at this point. I would work with UAC and the city organization, and I would, at the very least, the bill needs to be tweaked or the implementation date needs to be delayed and the map needs to be correct. I told the sponsor, Representative Snyder, that it was not a good bill at this point, and I'll stand by that. I'm still the Natural Resource Standing Committee Chair, and we've had discussions about this. There needs to be more work done on the bill. So you're all on the same page, I believe. And I went to the R6 meeting this morning and heard the same thing. So I think if you stand strong and work with with the munis statewide and UAC, we need to make some changes to this bill.
Representative Albright, this is Mike Blake. I really appreciate that sentiment. Here in Iron County, we've met with Representative Snyder. We've met with the leadership of the DNR, and we're basically told this is how it is. You're going to adopt it. There's no wiggle room. So I really appreciate that sentiment, because we haven't taken that advice. You know, we really feel like, I mean, it's bad for our constituents. It's just not a good bill. I think the idea behind it is solid, but I think the implementation is just broken. So I really appreciate your sentiment on that. That's great to hear from you.
Well, everywhere I've gone in public meetings when they were going around the state, and the R6 meeting today, and now this meeting, there's not a lot of good to say about it. And we meet every year for 45 days, and we tweak bills that have been passed previously, and this one needs to be tweaked. And I would just recommend that you work with UAC and the city organization and try to come up with some changes to this bill, because it's not right. Their map is incorrect in a lot of cases, and we just need to make sure that it's right before anybody, you know, starts charging people fees for their property.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Commissioner Robinson?
I don't have anything.
Okay. Anyone else?
I would just say we went through a recent small reorganization with our community advisor, local administrative advisor programs. Some of you are on our steering committee now, but we've gone to a single point of contact with our three advisors that we have. So we have Michael Johnson, who's new to us, Kevin Smedley, and Roger Carter. They all have been assigned communities. And so if you don't know who your community advisor is, get with me. But the whole concept there is that we have a single point of contact. So specifically for new mayors, you know, the idea is if you don't have a city manager, you have us, and we can help you through that. Roger happens to be yours, Roger Carter. I mentioned to him your water issue. He said he'll reach out to you tomorrow. But those guys are there, and they're available for your use. They will still retain their SME status. Mike is pretty much the grants guy. He's CDBG, CIB, going to help with the EDA stuff. Roger, of course, 20 years as a city administrator. He's really on the administrative budget, policy, ordinance, whatever side of the business. Roger, that's his expertise. And then Kevin is a planner. And Kevin's helped a lot of you with general plans and other subdivision plans and things of that nature. So they'll still retain their kind of specialties, but they are all assigned specific communities to work with. So if you have questions about who you should be working with from our organization, get with me and I'll connect the dots. But, you know, they're there for your use. Let's use them. So.
Quite a bit of streamlining, sounds like.
Yeah, we've done some. We also have done some streamlining on the other side of our house too. We're in the process of vacating two buildings. We vacated Iron County's building in the middle of Cedar City. We've consolidated to a single point of contact out in the Social Security building now. So whether it's our temporary needy family programs, any of our community action partnership programs, or heat assistance programs. Or even qualification for weatherization all happens in that one facility. We used to be three different facilities in Iron County. And then we have consolidated all of our heat personnel into our main office in St. George, and we're vacating the leased building that we had there. So we are trying to consolidate to a single point of contact for those services, make it easier on your folks. We're also expanding some of our services in Hurricane just because of the population that's grown there. So, anyways.
Thank you. Do you have anything else?
Not particularly. The Public Works Director for Canaraville reached out to me asking about transportation master plans. They have a really tight budget, so I'm working with him and I'm trying to coordinate with Rich Wilson and a few others to see if there's an effective way to do that.
There's also the technical planning assistance grant to be available in the time frame.
And I did mention to that to him, but we'll see which. I'm just going to present information to him and then let him decide what we do. That's it.
All right. So the next item is open discussion. Do we have any open discussion items that we want to bring up with each other? Okay. And with that,
two things. Yep. There's a lot of stuff happening in the legislative session, probably going to be around property tax, truth in taxation, property tax. Keep your eyes on that. There's some good ideas and some fairly extreme ideas being floated, but from what I hear, Carl can tell us that looks like there probably will be something happening in that space that will affect cities and counties. Also, potentially some things affecting annexation, process plans, maps, all that stuff too. So just make me aware, keep an eye out. I mean, there are a million things that get thrown at us, but these two would probably affect all of us in the room. So just wanted to point that out.
Anything else from legislative session that we need to be aware of?
Well, I think what you just mentioned is definitely there's already some bills that have been filed. There'll be others that will affect you. I would invite you to come up to our rural caucus on Friday mornings at 7. If you're up there lobbying or whatever, it's the best caucus, largest caucus on the hill, and has the best breakfast. And you can associate with other county commissioners and mayors and so forth. But yeah, keep your hand on your wallet there starting in 2 weeks for 45 days.
Mayor, one thing I think is important to bring up to this group and for the county commissioners involved in the room as well. Senator Harper has filed SB 36, which basically is a bill that would require the study for UDOT commissioner, the transportation commissioner representation makeup, as well as the responsibilities of the director of UDOT and the qualifications for the director of UDOT. It's a study bill. You know, many of you have had conversations, I know, locally, and I know the mayor's organization in Washington County just this week had conversation about the fact that, you know, our transportation commissioner resides in San Juan County. It's 7 hours from his house to get to a meeting here. And he's even voiced similar concerns about that challenge. And so I know the Washington County Mayors Association has, they're going to craft a letter, a resolution of sorts, in support of that SB 36. Senator Harper's running, and Sean Guzman from St. George City has already been in contact with the senator about that. Really the idea being to try and get some better representation on the Transportation Commission for Iron, Washington, Kane counties. So, you know, I'd encourage you to take a look at it, and if you decide you want to put together a resolution or something, I think it would be wise to support that. And then in addition to that, next week at the mayor's meeting, ULCT is going to do a legislative preview at the mayor's meeting, so you may want to jump in on that so you kind of see what's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm. And if I don't have your emails, the new mayors, can I get those from you so I can give you all that? Yes.
Representative Albrecht, we really appreciate you looking out for us, and please keep us on speed, email for things we need to be aware of and get involved in, because a lot of us have so much going on. If we don't get pinged on it, we might not know about it. It doesn't mean we don't care if things are okay with us. We might miss something, so we appreciate you being there for us.
I just wanted to say one more thing, if I could, Mayor. You know, 84% of the legislators in the state of Utah come from four counties in northern Utah. That would be Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah County. And the other thing that's happened within the last year is elections for leadership in the Senate eliminated Senator Vickers as majority leader, and also Senator Ipsen on the budget committee. So we really have no one. Well, we do have Representative Brooks from St. George, but overall we have lost representation in leadership and on the budget committee. And you need to be aware of that, because it's unfortunate, but that's what's happened.
Albrecht for leadership. Here.
I tried that once and got beat by one vote.
Because somebody didn't show up to vote.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. If there isn't anything else,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being here. And one more motion to make.
Well, leader. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Alright, motion carries. March 4th, Cedar Street.